What we're going to do is take the verse in Micha that describes God's greatness, take God's 13 attributes, and discuss how we could learn from them. So the first description is, Mi El Kamocha, who is potent as you? Hamida. Mora Leyota Kadosh Baruch Hu Melech Ne'elav. This teaches us that God is a king that gets shamed, Sovel Elbon, and he's willing to accept the shame. Mashaloi Chileu Rayon, something that's unfathomable. Hare En Davar Nistam Hashgachato Bli Safek. There's nothing that is out of his realm of Hashgacha, that is under his scope. Everything is under scope. And there isn't a single moment when our existence is not rooted in the kindness, in the power that God gives us. You'll find that there was never a moment in history where a person sinned, that at that very moment that he's sinning, God is giving him life. God is giving him the power to sin. Every moment. He keeps our heart pumping. He keeps our lungs working. Everything's working. We're at the very moment when we do against what he said, we're still accepting his good. And even though man uses the power God gives him to sin, you don't find God taking away the power. A guy comes to sin, his hand is still working, his heart is still pumping, his lungs are still working. But God accepts such a shame, such a, so to speak, smack in the face. God gives him the capacity to move his limbs, and he uses that power to sin, sometimes by mistake, sometimes on purpose. He is angering. God is willing to accept it. So the first description, Mi El Kamocha, who is potent like you, is stressing the point that you give us the capacity to do what you tell us not to do, and even as we do it, you keep giving us the capacity to continue doing it. Who is potent like you? Next time we'll finish.